Hospital can be heard tomorrow morning in the Senate Finance Committee. And if you have young ears around you, you might want to have them listen to something else, because we're talking about a bill that really is lobbying for the gay community and what they're trying to accomplish, really showing young people K through 12 things they shouldn't know about or see about, and yet they're going to become a problem, and it's serious. And there's a hearing tomorrow, and we have much, much more we have to do, but its chief author is, in fact, a gay state senator from South Minneapolis. And joining me to talk about what's really going on with this bill is State Senator Roger Chamberlain, and he is with Senate District 38, Assistant Minority Leader, represents the area of White Bear Lake, Hugo, and Lionel Lakes, just a really good man. So, Senator, thank you very much for being on the way.
Thank you very much for having me, and you're very kind. Thank you very much. Good to be here, Paul.
Well, Senator, tell us about the bill. You know, it's got kind of a name that sounds fine, and it's anti-bullying. Everybody says, well, we're against bullying, but the state already has laws. But tell us what the real purpose of this bill is and why we should be concerned.
Well, the bill is 20 pages long. You know, just a one step back. We first started working against this and trying to organize against this bill back in the summer. You know, we got a group together, and one of our goals was to approach us with Christian love and try to persuade people, let people know how bad this bill is and what's really behind it. And there's been some great groups out there working out throughout rural Minnesota, getting the word out and sharing the information with Minnesotans all across the state. But this bill itself is 20 pages long. It proclaims to want to protect children and prevent bullying in schools. But it won't do that. It just will not do that. We want to, our goal is to protect all kids in school. And as people have said, the word all is very inclusive. It's all, it's everyone, short, tall, thin, fat, whatever. And that's our goal. But the bill that is being presented by Senator Dibble and Davney, Representative Davney in the House, is unworkable. And it will not protect all kids. It enumerates 19 different classes in the bill. And when you start enumerating those classes, then you start leaving people out. So it's 20 pages. It's unworkable. It's going to require hundreds of pages of regulation and cost. The low end is $25 million a year for these schools. It could be anywhere up to $30, $40, $50 million a year, depending on how this ends up.
You know, Senator Chamberlain, you wrote a really excellent op-ed piece that appeared in the Grand Forks Herald that I read, and you raised some really good points. I just want to run these by and have you comment on them. One was you said it's simply redundant and expensive. That is the case, correct? Because we've already got Minnesota laws against bullying.
Right. We have three laws. There's three laws out there to protect kids, and they've been 1955, 1985, and 2005 was a bullying bill. Require schools to have classes on violence prevention, harassment, and also establish a bullying policy. So those have been around. And I tell you, I've been in schools. I've talked to teachers and principals, neighbors, friends, family. They are doing that job, and they are working well, and it is working.
Yeah, and there's been a 93% decrease over the last few years about bullying problems. And so it's not the issue it used to be. And we're all against bullying. We're all against bullying, every one of us. That's not the issue here today. The issue is that this bill is far more than that. Now, in the op-ed piece, Senator, which I thought was excellent, you said the real problem with this bill is its vagueness, and it includes such terms as objective offense, emotional distress, actual or perceived. And what's scary, Senator, is you said the reports, when people have a complaint against somebody, the reports can be anonymous and based on allegations. Now, that's scary. Tell us about that.
Well, you're exactly right. These are very vague and loose terms. And emotional distress, the definition, I think, is one of the worst parts of the bill. The definition basically says anything that happens to a child from being rejected, not being picked for the kickball team, being punched in the nose, is emotional distress and therefore is bullying. So you can imagine the vast array of complaints and issues that could come before a teacher or a school if it's simply emotional distress. Teachers and schools simply cannot deal with this. This is unworkable. Can you imagine? I tell people, and you probably, how many times a day have you been emotionally distressed?
Oh, a few times.
So
it's 16 below.
It's crazy. We can do this job with the current laws, and if they want to sit down and compromise and talk about something, if there's some holes and gaps they want to plug, we can talk about that. But this 20-page bill is one of the worst pieces of legislation in K-12 in 40 years. It's not just cost, but it's culture. And it will bog down our schools in paperwork and red ink that they will never be able to crawl out from under.
Well, I'm talking to Senator Roger Chamberlain, and you know, this is a bill that all of you have to know about. It's House File 826. It's called the Bullying Bill. It's got a wonderful name, which is a misnomer, but I've got to tell you, folks, you need to respond. We've got to get people to the Capitol tomorrow. And, Senator, there's a meeting tomorrow morning at 8:30 at the State Capitol here in St. Paul in room 123, and it's the Senate Finance Committee. And tell us why it's so important that all of our listeners make an effort themselves, their friends, their family, their neighbors, whoever, their church people, get to this hearing and show why we're opposed to this. Tell us why it's so important.
Well, a couple things. Grassroots makes a difference. Last year they tried to get this thing through, and not many people knew what it is, what it was about. I sat in my office here with a gentleman who was concerned about bullying, rightfully so. But when I asked him, have you read the proposed bill? He said, no. I said, have you read our proposal, which was 2 pages? He said, no. Have you been to a school and talked to them about this? He said, no. So what's happened is a lot of people just don't realize this. And through information and the hard work from activists and concerned citizens, a lot more people have been made aware of this. So what happens is last year they were just passing stuff. But the language and the comments from the Democrat senators who have been supporting this bill has changed substantially. They are now concerned about it. They're questioning it. They have changed their language about supporting the bill in its entirety. They're working on creating amendments. So without grassroots action, without citizens calling and showing up, they will do what they want. But if people show up and start showing these folks that there are big concerns and concerned citizens out there for their families and their children, their schools and their communities, then they will get what they want. But they show up and show that support, these people will have to think twice, and they'll have to bring it back to another committee, and they will have to listen to the citizens and say, look, this cannot pass. So it's very important. The language from the senators on the other side of the aisle that have been supporting this has changed. Now, some folks will never change their mind, but all we need to do is change the minds of 6 or 7 Democrat senators and the leader of that majority party, and they will help stop this bill.
Well, I'm talking to Senator Roger Chamberlain, who's the assistant minority leader. We're talking about this terrible bill that's in the legislature, bullying. And Dr. Hall, you had a comment for Senator Chamberlain.
Senator Chamberlain, I appreciate what you're doing. And I wanted to just make a comment and then maybe a question. Is my understanding from talking to teachers, 50% of all students in the Minneapolis area do not graduate. 50% only graduate. And now they have one more thing that the teachers have to do. Are the teachers supporting this? Are the unions supporting it? Is there anybody but that you know of, any large group? Because I know the clergy are not. So who's supporting this other than
the gay rights community?
The gay rights community and the homosexual
lobby.
Lobby, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Dr. Hall. Good to hear you again.
Yeah.
Well. The Education Minnesota, the teachers union is supporting it. But I have no teachers come up to me or come up to my colleagues and say they support it. In fact, when we go to school events, my colleagues, myself, we are told by superintendents they don't support it. They don't like it. They have great concerns about it. Political talk up here, political diplomatic talk is they have concerns and issues. And so school districts I represent and school districts my colleagues represent, have been expressing those concerns. None of them have come up to me and said they want this bill. There is a group of people out there that think this is what they need. But truly, you know, the school boards don't support it, the association, the NASA doesn't support it, and they're passive in what they do. They have issues and concerns, quote unquote, but they don't support it. Teachers union supports it, but that doesn't mean teachers support it. So, and I really don't think, gentlemen, that people who even support it at first really know what they're asking for. If they think Minshew was bad, this is worse.
Well, I wanted to say that the teachers that I have talked to are going to be, we're telling them you need to go talk to people who can, your
union stewards,
principals and your unions, because they can't do it, they don't want to do it, And I have, you know, we're only representing maybe 1,000 churches. But out of 1,000 churches, those are tens of hundreds of thousands of people are going to who are saying they can't really do this to us, can they?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I was going to mention one other thing, you know, about the teachers. This is about trust. Our teachers are our neighbors, our wives, our daughters, our sons, our neighbors, our family members. They're friends, they're colleagues. These are people, for the most part, that want to take care of kids. I trust them to do their job. They're accountable to each other. They don't want their children harmed in their school, and they're doing their job. I trust them. This bill, and it says implicitly they don't trust the teachers to do their job, and it singles them out, and it's going to make an unworkable situation for them. You mentioned 50% graduation in Minneapolis,
yep.
And they want to pile this on top of it.
I know.
I don't think there's going to be much success when you have scarce resources.
So, Senator Chamberlain, thank you for your leadership. We're asking all of our listeners to come tomorrow morning at 8:30 to the state capitol. This is crucial. To stop this DFL-led, gay community-led bullying bill, House File 826. There's going to be a hearing tomorrow morning at 8:30 a.m. in room 123 at the Capitol. It's the Senate Finance Committee, and we need you there. Invite your friends, your family, your church members, anybody to come. This is a horrible bill for K through 12 children that can destroy them emotionally. We're going to talk about that later, but Senator, appreciate your leadership. Thank you very much, and we're going to be with you. I'm going to be there tomorrow, too.
Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you. Thank you so much for the time and for what you're doing, and God bless you.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks, Senator.
And, you know,
thank you.
And, you know, you read her thoughtful columns in the Minneapolis.